Yeah, well, that's for sure. You know, and Zach should get that experience, even though he's totally welcome back home. I totally understand how it is out there, you know. Really, you technically need two people to make it in this world of the economy. It's just because everything's so expensive. I mean, food's expensive, rent is expensive, utilities are expensive, everything's just expensive. Gas is getting expensive. Oh, geez, even up here in St. John's, I just put gas in my mom's car today. Regular gas is the cheapest crap you could ever buy, which is 87. I will not put 85 in that car of hers. It'll probably blow up. And it was $4.43 a gallon. That's ridiculous. I was looking at the Super in the mid-grade, the one that I kind of use in my truck. It's almost $5 a gallon. It's crazy. And that's here in St. John's, where we live in the poorest world of everything. Yeah, I've lived on my own. I lived on my own for many years. I moved out several times. I rented a room from a friend. That was expensive. And then I moved in with Mickey, and I lived with her for, 3 years, and ran Black Pearl Towing, and that was crazy. And then there's a few other times I moved out. Kept on coming back home. Oh, go figure. And now I'm taking care of my parents, literally. Dad's on oxygen, and he's 80 years old, and he can barely move. And Mom, she can barely move, too. So anyway, but yeah, for Zach, we'll just one step at a time, and he'll be okay. I'm pretty sure of it. I got a lot of things I want to work with him this summer, and one is to teach him how to drive a stick shift. He's going to be the first kid in this whole area that can drive a stick. No one out here can drive a stick. Zach's going to drive a stick. So that's pretty cool. And then we're going to try to get him an old truck, like an old Toyota, and we can work on it together. And then he'll have his transportation and take care of it, because I'm not going to let him take my car, because if he destroys it, then I can't leave ever. K6JBK.